hot as they can. So.
Yeah.
Well, would you have a washing plant or something here?
Yeah, a wash plant would be here.
Yeah, the wash plant. And,
how many gallons did you say that it'd take?
You know, until the wash plant's completely designed, I can't say for sure, but I said 8,000 to 10,000 gallons.
It's not a lot. We'll lose 6% moisture in the sand that we won't be able to get back out. So 6% will disappear every day. And then we have evaporation.
Yeah.
That we'll lose from the ponds until they, I'm not going to tell you that we're going to cover them, but
would that
that'll be the ultimate
be
goal.
Every day? That much? That many
yes.
gallons?
Yeah. It's not like a farm irrigation well. It's a...
But that's the same water that gets used every day. It just gets recycled.
Yep.
It's not different water.
So you won't have to drill a well. You'd have to drill a well, but you wouldn't be using fresh water every day.
No, you wouldn't be pumping 10,000 gallons every day out of that well.
Okay. Uh-uh. No.
You just
can't
keep recycling what you're using out of this.
Right.
Can you get that design done before these guys have to approve your permit? So that they know exactly how much water is actually going to be used?
That, if you guys can do that, you can, but that is not required for the conditional use process.
And the issue with that is spending a lot of money on design up front before you have an approval.
So we don't really know how much water it's going to use.
Like I say, the 8,000 to 10,000 gallons in process is typical for that
size
plant.
That would be just startup water. And once you'd be moving,
or is that net water?
A lot of recycled water.
Oh, then we'd
you'd probably be recycling 7%.
So what's the daily?
Well, like you said, we'll lose 6%.
90.
That'll go out.
90% probably.
90%. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then you'll have some evaporation. So it'd be close to 90%. You'll be recycling.
Okay. So a couple thousand gallons a day. Is that what you're saying? Net coming out of the ground.
Well, if you said we needed to make up 10% of it, let's say it's
10%
of 8,000. That'd be 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 gallons a day kind of coming out of the ground.
Yep.
How deep is it to groundwater? You don't know.
Yeah, we sort of
60.
Right there, 60 feet right there.
Huh.
So potentially the same level as Pratt Creek, give or take.
Now with a high cap wall, though, would you go down to the next aquifer, though?
Yeah, we can't take it from that ground. We cannot take groundwater.
I don't know that what we got into there, it was still pretty silty, so I don't know if we'd get enough water out of that.
Mm-hmm.
We only went 60 feet there.
And so then you'll have a holding pond for the water that you're...
Probably.
So you'll pump it out of the well, put it in the holding pond, then pull it out of the holding pond? Is that the plan?
Yep. And supplement it out of the well.
Are you going to line that?
Yep.
That well? Or the pond.
Yeah, yep. We can't drain.
Condition that is in here.
Yep.
I think it's NR 213.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it anyway. We don't want to lose the water.
No. Yeah.
Cool.
How often do you think you like to change the water?
Well, not really, never. You would have to.
You're always adding to it.
No. Just
like you said, you're adding 10% to it every day. So.
Yep.